How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento.
Turner Sparks and Sir Michael Ira Kaplan are on a quest to explore every town in America through the eyes of the scumbags, scoundrels, and world-touring comedians who grew up there. Who knows what they'll find out? This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 174, 5. I'm not sure. What are we on, Kaplan? I have no idea.
Doesn't even matter anymore. I don't know what month it is. I don't know what day it is.
None of it matters.
It doesn't matter.
My name's Turner Sparks. With me right there, you hear him, is Sir Michael Ira Kaplan. Lost in America. On the show today, we have the fantastic stand-up comedian Jimmy Schubert. Oh, wait, you can find me at Turner Sparks on Instagram. You can find Kaplan at Cap'n America on Instagram. You can find our show at Lost in America Pod, P-O-D Pod on Instagram. Kaplan, we are up to 700 Instagram followers. Just 2 weeks ago, we were at 189, but we are up to 700. Things are taking off for this show. We got Patreon's going nuts. We've doubled our amount of subscribers on Patreon. So before we get to that, I just want to say we got Jimmy Schubert coming on. He is one of my favorite comedians on planet Earth. Maybe my favorite comedian of all time. We've gone and seen him live. We paid to go see Jimmy live as a professional
in Staten Island.
Which is where you want to see Jimmy perform. Jimmy is
his home turf.
He's a cutthroat comic. He called me on Friday night. He's been in his home in Los Angeles, California, stewing under quarantine for weeks, just like we all have been. But I think he's just been furiously writing material about this quarantine because he called me out of the blue and then to check on me to make sure Ye and I were okay. But also just, I think, to blast me with all these jokes he's been writing. They're all hilarious. And I was like, Jimmy, stop. So it took me 20 minutes to even get him to stop talking so I could get a word in. And then when I did get him to stop talking, I was like, save it. We want to get you on the podcast. He's like, anytime, bro. He's like, I'm a little busy on Monday. I got to walk from my kitchen to my living room. Besides that, I'm free.
I saw this happen in real time because we were on a Zoom quiz night together when you just vanished from the screen for 20 minutes.
Well, when Jimmy calls, you got to leave.
Yeah. You have to leave. You got to take that call.
You got to take that Jimmy Shooby Dooby call. Legendary stand-up comedian. So he's going to be calling in a few minutes. Before he calls in, a few things. Because when he gets on the show, Cap, he's just going to go. It's not going to be much of us anymore. It's going to be us.
Well, that's what we want because we're doing a lot. We're doing the show 4 days a week now for Patreon. I need a day of rest. So I'm resting this episode.
Yes.
Let Jimmy carry the load.
If you don't know what Cap's talking about, every Monday we're putting the show out here on our regular feed, Lost in America. And then Tuesday through Friday, we're doing just Cap and I are doing a show every single day with the two of us. Every single night it's coming out for $5 a month. You can get 5 episodes a week, this show plus that show. And we have 8 new Patreon subscribers this week, Cap. 8 new. We've doubled in the last 12 days. We've doubled our number. We've doubled the amount of people who we have 27 total Patreon subscribers. Now, I want to shout out real quick. I want to go through the 8 for this week. We had Peter Below sign up. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Andrew Dale, Michael Paoli, my next door neighbor in my apartment in Brooklyn, New York. The guy across the hall. We have Eileen Conway. Shout out to the Conway family, the whole Mr. Softy family. We have Brian Kelly, my old roommate, Brian Kelly. We have Joe Ellis out in Sacramento, California. Thank you, Joe. Bob Deering, my dad's business partner, longtime business partner. He could be the new accountant to the pod, Kaplan. If Gary doesn't, if he slips up.
Do we qualify for any of this money that government's giving away?
I think I do as an independent contractor. I don't know about you.
This is a small business.
Small business. Maybe we can get a loan. We can get a small business. Low interest loan is what they're giving out. God bless them.
We just have to We furloughed producer Matt. I learned that word this week.
We did. Producer Matt's gone. And lastly, signed up today, Robin Chambers. Thank you to everybody. Yeah, plus
thank
everybody
you, Robin,
who came in last week. Like we said, we've had 13 new subscribers in the last 12 days. So get on board over there, guys. We're doing a show a day over there. No weekends. We need weekends off. But besides that, yeah, everything's going good. And our Instagram, follow us on Instagram. I'm putting up two new video clips every single day, which is part of the reason why. I'm just going to say it. I think it's the main reason why our followers are charging up over there. So, Kaplan, what's going on with you? Should I say Teacher Cap? What is going on over there? Teacher Mike.
Mr. Mike, show some respect.
Mr. Mike, what is going on? How is it going teaching these? You have two children. You're teaching them. Because the teachers at this point, the schools have closed down, and they put the responsibility on you. How's it going over there?
Yeah, and I know I've talked to a real teacher the other day, and she was – I haven't thought of it. I feel a little better. I talked to her, and she said this is the hardest experience of her life, this whole distance learning.
But she's not –
she has 80 students. She's a high school teacher. You know, high schools, you have all these different classes, and she's got to prepare, and then kids don't understand things, and she's got to be teaching them, Zooming in. So I didn't think about it from the older kids' perspective where, like, school's actually important and you actually are learning things.
Yeah, but who cares about older kids? What's going on with your kids?
Well, I'm just saying I'm going to give a shout out to the teachers. They have it rough, and I don't want this show to seem like we're putting it down, because I'm realizing it's really hard. And my kids, you know, they had a good first week. Ultimately, they got all their work in, which means I turned all the work in because I have to scan it all and upload it all, and it's a whole hour of my day every day. But you know, the one thing on Friday, both classes had spelling quizzes. And, you know, I didn't really, you know, first of all, if we realized it's a spelling quiz and I hadn't prepared them because we don't have homework every night, we just do classwork. So I was like, oh, you have a spelling quiz. You got to study. So go study. So I let both kids just like go off and study for a few minutes. Right. And then they each come back. And I realized quickly with Ruby, especially, that I didn't know what I was in a dilemma as a teacher, but as a parent. Because a teacher, I run my class with an iron fist. I don't want any, I don't let any cheating, because Teddy is often. Teddy, my older one, you know, he knows all of Ruby's answers, and he's constantly trying to tell her the answers of things, and I'm shushing him, sending him away.
As we've said multiple times, the joy mansplaining is what every older sibling has been doing since the dawn of time, right?
I mean, Teddy is the ultimate mansplainer. He teaches Ruby all sorts of things, not always true, but he loves to mansplain to her, and he enjoys teaching her, ironically, much more than he enjoys doing his own work.
Sure.
So that's the dilemma, and I'm constantly, you know, saying just you got to let her and he's a better student. I think is confidence wise. He gets all the kindergarten answers right. You know, he's pretty average in second grade. But
well, you maybe
he's an ace.
Think about putting him backwards. Can you go backwards in school? Can he go to kindergarten now is my question.
I might have to see if we could do that, because he would be. Yeah. If I could hold him back or lie about his birth certificate, it'd be good for his sports. It'd be great. But so so Ruby doesn't really know the answers to any of these spelling things. And then I'm in a dilemma where she's like, I'll be like, spell who? And she's like, H, and then I make a face. Like, immediately I make a face, because I want her to give me the right answer, right? Because I have to – it's a Google form. It's like if anyone's ever done a Google, you know, you fill out the form and hit submit. So the teacher doesn't know the process, the real teacher. So she says the wrong letter to start off with. I make a face. She looks at me like, what is it? And then I'm like, all right, let's study again. Take the sheet. Go study again. And then it dissolves into a – she takes the sheet, we go one by one, and it's like she studies who for a minute, comes back, and then I say, what's who? WHO. Okay, what's red? Oh, she gets that one right. Great. What's her? And she says HUR. And I'm like, because like, what am I supposed to do? Like, what would you do? You're not a parent yet, but am I supposed to submit the wrong answers in this day and age when I know all those other parents out there are not submitting wrong answers, right?
No. Yeah, you can't submit at this point. You can't submit wrong answers. You bring up a good point, though. So this is just, we're creating a world where every kid's getting 100% because their parents are doing their homework for them.
Literally. Yeah,
my question is, at this point, why does school still exist? What are these kids going to learn? In the pandemic, the new world, 6 months from now, why does Ruby Kaplan need to know how to spell her? I think, if anything, school should exist if we're teaching woodwork, if we're teaching how to build a fire, if we're teaching
how to build masks,
how to make a mask, how to, you know, take a soda can and turn it into bullets. things that you're really going to need to know how to do. But this learning how to spell her, I hope they're not learning math anymore, because what's geometry? What's that going to do for you? What about?
Well, look, I mean, her is very important, because in this post-apocalyptic, I can't speak anymore, but in the future, she's going to still need to know her pronouns. That's still going to be important.
We're still going to be worried about pronouns. When she's fighting someone a month ago,
can you believe it?
When she has a gun and she's trying to shoot people, she's first going to ask them, how do they identify? She can put it on their, when she builds her grave, she can say, before I killed them, I wanted to make sure that here rests her, him, whatever.
Yeah. So that's exactly it. And then Teddy, it's like the same thing. He went through the same testing, and I'm the one type, it's like, you're just thinking like, will the teacher give extra credit if you turn one in wrong? Like if I get 4 out of 5 right, will they be like, oh, the parents didn't help them, I'm going to give them a bonus point when I actually give out grades at the end of the year? Is it all a test?
Yeah, you got to approach it like the kids who would cheat in high school. The kids who steal the reports before the tests before they came out. Those kids always got one or two wrong. You never want to get 100%. You get like a 97%.
Right. That's a smart way to do it.
That's it. That's what.
That's a lesson out there. That's a real pro tip to all the cheaters out there in general. On any level of cheating.
Yeah.
On exams, on any, and work, anything you do, don't do too good a job. You know, don't fake it too much.
No, so if you're going to be cheating, so that's some quarantine teacher advice we got for you. Now let's move on. We do this every day on the Live from the Bunker show on Patreon. So let's do it here now for the people. Positives of being quarantined. This is the way we wrap up our show every day over there. So because everyone's talking about the negatives.
We stay positive. We want to make sure everyone understands that. It's a fun diversion, this, our Patreon show.
We try to keep it positive. So can I go first? Positives of being quarantined. Today's positive for me, learning how to spell quarantine. I'm not a good speller in general, but that's a word that
I've... Well, that's because your mom helped you cheat in all the spelling tests, clearly.
Of course she did. But that's now a word that I learned how to spell. And I realized I wasn't the only American who didn't know how to spell it, because for a while, #quarantinelife was trending on Twitter with the wrong spelling. It was like Q-U-A-R... I-N-T-I-N-E was the number one thing trending, and then number two trending was the actual real spelling. So I'm learning how to spell through this whole thing. There are words I wish I never would have had to learn how to spell in the first place, but that's my number one. And then we got more
later. I've learned the word furlough, which, because myself and everyone I know is being furloughed, that's a word I didn't even know what it was a week ago. Now I know how to spell it.
I didn't know it existed. I thought it was a way to measure horses, like how fast they race. What's that word? Isn't that a word? It's a furlough. Oh, they're running out of
the... Oh, yes. In the Derby, you beat them by how many furloughs?
Isn't that a thing? Am I wrong?
Yeah. I think we got to... Where's producer Matt? Unfurlough him so he can correct us.
Ironically, we need to unfurlough producer Matt to get him back. By the way, if you're not listening to the Patreon show, producer Matt's in Western Massachusetts right now. I'm in Northern Massachusetts. I've escaped. You're going to have to catch up over there. We can't keep everyone up to date. Anyway, furloughed, great word. Quarantine, great word. We're better now at, what's the game? Categories, Pictionary, I don't know. Keep it going. Next up for you. You have a positive.
I got a positive. It's great when the weather's not like it's cloudy out, rainy out, chilly out. It's so easy. You just stay inside. We shelter for days. We don't leave the house, right? But then when the sun pops out and it's a beautiful day out, you feel with the kids, you got to get outside a little bit. Get a little exercise. So I was outside Friday and I thought about it. I was just sitting there I was jumping rope. I was doing my workout by myself, jumping rope. And Ruby's riding her bike and Randy's like, where'd she go? Where'd she go? And I realized this. So let her go. What's going to happen? No one's abducting a kid during this quarantine. There's like, they don't have to worry about it. There's too much baggage. They don't know where she's been. They don't know what she's touched. Everyone thinks kids have all these germs. There's no way anybody's abducting a kid, I think. So I think it's a really safe time to be a half-assed parent when you are outside with your kid. You can just laissez-faire, let them roll.
That's
nothing's
great.
Happening. Yeah, it's a real boat. Really less stressful.
Bring up a good point, Kaplan. As we talked about a couple weeks ago, ISIS they've announced that they're not blowing anyone up during the pandemic.
Yeah. How many people did they have to furlough to that? All the ISIS guys who lost their
a lot of furloughs. And then another, I think the pedophiles should get together. NAMBLA should get together and say, "Hey, we're not abducting kids during this thing. You know, just let people know, like ISIS let people know. Let people know, yeah. And then that.
Do you think
way,
Nambla sends out a thing and tells that reminds all their members to wash their hands? You
know, yeah, they got a they got a presser going around. Sure, why not? You know
what we're doing here at Nambla to combat the crisis.
Like last, an email. Somehow we're all subscribed to their email list. We signed up 20 years ago. We didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was for NAFTA. I don't know.
All right, let me give you one more.
Give us one more.
Last one, and then we'll get to Jimmy Schubert. The New York. This is New York City specific, but a positive of being quarantined is that we all quarantined early. We are now quarantine veterans in this whole thing. So I'm looking across Facebook. I'm looking across in social media. I'm seeing family members in Texas, friends in Iowa. Yeah, Florida. Yeah. And they're going, oh, man, I'm on day two of my quarantine. I'm going nuts. I can't figure it. Why can't I leave the house? For us, we're on day 21 of quarantine. We're going, listen, it's a little smugness. It's a little like, you can't handle this. You can't handle 2 days. Talk to me when you're at 21 days. And then much like being the older sibling, they'll never catch up. So it's always, I'll tell you when you're older scenario, where you'll never be older, you know? So that's good. I've never had the feeling.
I mean, you're in your second quarantine location. That's how much you've been on the run for.
I'm on week, because I self-quarantined before everybody, so I'm on week four. This is the beginning of week four.
But you literally quarantined for a couple weeks, and then you, once it was lifted, you jumped in a car and got out of town and have quarantined ever since in a different location.
Yeah, so 2 weeks in New York.
You're a vet of multiple locations here.
And now day 10 in Massachusetts. Yeah. So it's good to feel better than other people, I would say.
It's good to feel like you know more about something than someone else. Exactly.
Going back to the Teddy Kaplan, I'm mansplaining to less quarantined. The people who haven't quarantined as much out there. You know what I'm trying to say. So that's
Speaking of mansplaining, I think we should get Jimmy on the line.
Let's call up Jimmy. Let's play the music. And then in the meantime, we're going to dial up Jimmy Schubert. He's going to patch in from Los Angeles, California. I can't wait. What should we do, Cap?
Play the music.
Bring him in. All right, we're back with our guest, Jimmy Schubert. Shooby Dooby, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. How's life under quarantine over there in Los Angeles, California?
Oh, it's fantastic. Like everybody, you're enjoying it, cleaning, working on my cooking skills, reading, catching up on some old movies. You know, I happen to be a professional stand-up comedian, so every week I'm on an airplane. For me... this is a much needed break. I don't mind it.
Is it good? Are you not going nuts? I'm kind of going nuts.
Well, it's because some people don't like to be by themselves. They don't like to hear themselves think. Sure, I can understand how.
Sounds like Turner.
No, no, it's funny. You know, you spend the first couple days in a fetal position underneath the end table, working on a callus and the roof of your mouth from a loaded revolver, and then you kind of lean into it.
That's the Jimmy I know.
There you go. See, is that what you wanted to hear?
No,
trying to
man.
Be positive, you know?
Well, it's a completely nuts time. You got into this early, though. You were, you knew about this early because of the Korea. You were in Korea, right? When was that?
Well, I went to Korea on the 2nd, got there on the 3rd, and I left on the 9th, get back on the 9th. But over there, everybody had masks on, so everybody was already treating this like it was a serious thing, you know, and that's why they've seemed to flatten the curve in South Korea as much as anybody, because everybody wears masks. And so I just practiced social distancing and then I had to work on a set for a couple of days, but everybody had masks on and everybody was like, when you were on the set, people didn't stand near you or close talk. Yeah, everybody had masks, the director, everybody. And there was a girl walking around putting sanitizer on. And so, and plus when they canceled basketball and hockey, I'd realized that this was going to be serious.
That's when it hit America, I think. At least,
well,
like, the sports world.
So because you go, this is serious. Billionaires are going to risk billions of dollars doing this, and something must be up, you know? And so,
Did they film the in Korea? You were filming. It was a TV show or a film? Or
yeah, it was a TV show. It's the second season of the show I did called Drama World. It's a K drama. It's a cross cultural South Korean K drama. You know,
my wife has seen it. She's big on the Korean shows, so she's seen Jimmy Schubert in the Korean. It was on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix called Drama World. Yeah, I'm in the first and last episode. So they brought me back for season two for a couple.
Could still film during the with everything going on, the pandemic.
Yeah, well, you know, the Korean crews are smaller, much more efficient. There's no waste. There's probably, like, you know, there's people on Korean sets. They're probably doing two or three jobs over there, so they move very efficiently, and they're smaller crews.
No Teamsters there, I guess, huh?
Yeah, so there, and I was only working for 3 days. First day I did a photo shoot, the second day we did some scenes, there was not a lot of stuff, and then the third day is where I worked a lot, but I was in a separate room, they were just filming, nobody was directly on top of you, and everybody was wearing masks.
And then what was it like coming back after being in the middle of that, and then coming back to America, where still nobody really cared? I'm trying to think of March 9th, I think people still didn't really care much, right?
Well, you know, when I was on the plane coming back, there was literally nobody in my section. Like, I was in, they flew me over business class. And in the business class section I was in, there was nobody. It was like, so I didn't really worry about it because there was nobody on the plane, at least within 15 feet of me.
And then landing, but was that the picture? I saw a picture of you wearing a mask and like ski goggles. Was that trip or was that something else?
Yeah, but that was that trip. But I was doing this a month ago. I knew there was something serious to this. That's why I was double masking and a cloth mask over top of an N95 mask. I had goggles. I had gloves. People were looking at me like I was driving Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Well, that was happening to me. I was saying in Brooklyn, I was walking around 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, with I have a black mask and these like Isotoner O.J. Simpson gloves. And people are looking at me like I'm about to murder them. But also, I've never been feared in my life. So that was a fun situation to go through where people were getting out of my way because there was this thing where they didn't know if you had it. Now more people in New York are wearing masks. I don't know what LA is like.
But. Well, you know, that's what everybody's going to have to do for a couple months. I think when it does come back, people are going to be wearing masks. I think it's just a smart thing. I mean, obviously, being on the planet Earth, you know, we've had viruses. We have had pandemics before. I think this is just, it's just the way we're going to move forward. You know, nobody wants to get this virus. It's a pretty disturbing thing what it does. It affects everybody differently. I've been in quarantine now. I got back from South Korea, and then so I've been home by myself for weeks now. So I think I think I'm good, but you never know.
Yeah. What about like comedy wise? Have you been writing or how are you?
Yeah, I've been writing. I've been writing a lot of stuff. I mean, it's just, as much as you can. I mean, it's real, like, everybody's doing the same thing. I watched Groundhog Day the other night. I go, that's a perfect movie for quarantine. Same thing happens every day. I'm going to go to the living room and we're going to go to the dining room. Maybe I'll go to my extra bedroom and walk around there for a couple fucking hours. I had my Fitbit on. It keeps track of my steps. I got 1,500 in the other day. I didn't even leave the house. You know what I mean? So,
Well, it's been trending. Groundhog Day is like one of the top five most movies, most viewed movies right now on Netflix. I think that's exactly why.
Yeah.
And then I hit that. And then I watched Tootsie, which is still a great movie.
Everybody's telling me to watch. Is there a movie called Pandemic from like 10 years ago?
No, it's not. There's a movie called Outbreak.
Outbreak, yeah.
Pandemic is a movie that Bill Gates and these guys made. Bill Gates gave a TED Talk on this, something like a TED Talk about 4 years ago about the pandemic. I mean, this is the new thing. This is kind of like, as human beings on the planet Earth, this is part of the deal of living on the planet Earth. There's viruses that can attack us. And, and I think we really had this coming, just because we've gotten so lazy and so shiftless. I mean, we're human beings. We need a sense of purpose here. I mean, we used to hunt and kill our food. We used to spend time in the woods and stuff like that. And, I read during the bubonic plague, the people at the upper echelons of society were the first ones to get it and die because their immune systems weren't as strong wrong as other people. I mean, we wash our hands with antibacterial soap. You know, the body's not used to that. Your body's used to getting this germs on its hands so it can fight infection. It's your body, you know, when people are going around, I walked out down the street the other day, a kid on a hoverboard, coming at me on a hoverboard. If I can really, the lifting your knees is too much for you. You lazy, shiftless fuck. You're just going to lean your way around the planet. I mean, yeah, so we wear helmets for everything. I mean, that's what your skull's for. I mean, we've kind of gotten a little lackadaisical. It's like, you know, I was at the supermarket the other day. I was kind of trying to get some stuff, and the only thing left on the shelf was Cascade Complete. I mean, it's 11 times tougher than baked on messes. I mean, that's where we're at. There's a 11 times tougher. I mean, what kind of life are you leading? Who is this for? Just some hot soapy water before you toss it into the dishwasher. It's a dishwasher. It's not a garbage disposal. Maybe you should take a cooking lesson. And you would have to take a flamethrower to that baked on cheese crud on your Pyrex. You filthy savage. What are you going to throw the chicken carcasses and the potato skins right in the dishwasher? No wonder you're having problems. You know what I mean? And, you know, housework still takes a little effort. You know what I mean? No one's asking you to walk down to the river and wash your clothes on a rock, for fuck's sake. But, you know, and Jesus, how busy are you? You got an automatic pet feeder. You got a robot that does the vacuums your place while you're not there. You got a video doorbell to practically frisk people. You can ask Alexa anything, and you don't have time to run hot water over a dish. You know, scrape it once or twice just for old time's sake. That's what I'm thinking.
I think you're right.
Well, based on my analysis, I think so too.
We're all becoming experts on this now because I get to run the dishwasher like twice a day being at home. So this is I'm learning.
What have you been cooking, Jimmy?
Today I just had these two steaks I had in my freezer, and I took them out last night, let them get room temperature, and salt and peppered them up. I just cooked them in my big, cast iron pan. You know, sear them on the pan, and you put them in the oven, let them finish. Very nicely done with some ghee, a couple tablespoons of ghee, some thyme, some garlic. Delicious. Mm. You take them out, ghee. It's clarified butter. But it's really great for making steaks. And I set them out. I let them sit for about 20 minutes, let them rest, and I cut them up. And I had a couple nice pieces of steak.
I think a Jimmy Schubert quarantine cooking show would be something I would watch.
Well, the thing is, I'm actually a really good cook. I mean, you know, the other day I made two ingredient banana pancakes with just eggs and bananas.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if everybody wasn't doing it, you know, I might do a cooking show, but, you know, you can't cook and operate a camera at the same time in quarantine.
That's true. You need an extra person. What about, I've been watching you're the only person I enjoy watching on the clips you're putting out, the video clips, because you're doing magic, plus it's comedy plus magic. But all these people who are just going to Instagram Live doing their regular stand-up set to an empty room.
Look, I know. I see these things and go, look, this guy wasn't funny in front of an audience. Yeah. How do you think the set's going to go in your living room with nobody around? I mean, come on, yeah, and it's like that, like comedians are doing that. Look, that's not right. Now, let the people who are shining, the nurses, the doctors, the delivery people, the food delivery people, the shopping store clerks who stock the shelves, it's their time to shine right now, okay? I got news for you. You know, I've seen more mediocre frickin' music concerts from people's living rooms. Yeah, you and your three chords, just take a fucking break, all right? We're in the middle of a global pandemic, and everybody's turning into fucking Weird Al Yankovic, all right? Take a fucking breather, all right? Take a breather. Sit down. We'll read a book. You know, I get it. You know, like people, you know, struggle, but people have fucking movies. I mean, you know, I have a whole... ottoman full of old DVDs that I've been catching up on. The Warriors, you know, Tootsie. I'm going back to the old school and watching some of these old classic movies that I enjoyed so much, you know. I'm reading some great books, you know. I got the Forgotten Man. I'm reading some other stuff that I haven't had a chance to read. I'm catching up on. I'm doing a lot of writing, you know. I'm kind of outlining a book. I'm working on that. I mean... You know, I'm doing my yoga. I'm working out my thing. I'm cooking when I need to. People should be careful what they fucking wish for. I fucking hate my job. I hate going to work. I fucking, you know, hate people. People are such fucking assholes. You're careful what you ask for, because now you got it, douchebag. I think people should... I think people should pray a little bit more. I think it's a good time to do some self-soul searching and look for all the things that you're grateful for in your life and stay the fuck away from people. If we all stay in and self-quarantine, this thing will go away in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck at home.
Well, you bring up a good point, Jimmy, which is that the heroes right now, the celebrities right now should be the doctors, the nurses, the scientists, the people who are figuring out how to get this done. And I think we were talking about this the other day, that Imagine video with all the celebrities singing together. I was saying, make one. If you're going to do anything, it's got to be Dr. Fauci. And so a couple of other doctors, the actual heroes. I would rather see them sing Imagine. I don't care how out of tune it is.
Yeah, well, I'd rather not have them sing Imagine because they're not singers. They're doctors. And you get back in the fucking lab and find a cure for this. All right. So I can fucking tour the country telling dick jokes. All right. Yeah, that's what we all fucking need. Free karaoke. Oh, yeah, yeah. Great. We're in the middle of a fucking pandemic. Shut the fuck up. Look, you want to help? Why don't you go buy fucking food for some of these fucking doctors and nurses that are working 30 fucking hour shifts and trying to and doing their best to help the sick people? Why don't you help those people out? Why don't you, you know, I don't need you to fucking sing Imagine by John fucking Lennon. You know, imagine all you fucking people would shut the fuck up for 15 minutes and let somebody else have the spotlight. Imagine that. Imagine let the nurses and these blue collar workers that, you know, without the supply lines and the food and the truckers and the people moving food. I mean, they're the real fucking heroes in this. And they've always been the real heroes, period. You know, believe me, I can get by, you know, I can get by without seeing another fucking movie in my life, especially one that would do the full tilt boogie to 3 a.m. cable that I would not fucking sit in a movie theater and watch, you know.
We still want people to watch the show in Korea, though.
Yes. Well, they can watch that. They can catch that on Netflix when it comes out. Listen, here's the thing. No, I know. But what I'm saying is, it's just, you know, you singing Imagine from your fucking million-dollar mansion while the rest of us are fucking wiping our ass with fucking, you know, restaurant napkins and fucking jumping in the shower to rinse out the raisin hole because everybody fucking hogged the toilet paper, you know, doesn't make me feel any better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's going on? Can you see it like out your window? I know you're just staying at home, but what does it seem like that vibe is in LA? Because it's pretty bad right now in New York City.
Yeah, it's a ghost town like everywhere else. I mean, people were out walking around just to get some fresh air and get some exercise. But I mean, you're okay outside. I think you have more problems in a confined area. Outside, you can walk around without the mask on. Outside, as long as you social distance and stay 6 to 10 feet away from everybody, you're fine. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think people, like, what you're seeing right now is a lot of, you don't, there's no shortage of toilet paper. There's a shortage of people who aren't panicking. Mm. There's going to be more toilet paper. I mean, and that's your priority in the middle of a fucking pandemic. That's what poor people do. Poor people buy fucking toilet paper. Rich people are buying stocks right now because the dirt cheap. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's like, that's it. And well, we found them all dead and they all had clean assholes. I don't know where the virus, I don't know how this is a weird virus. I think it may have attacked the asshole and made it very clean. Well, I mean, I don't know what, like, that's your move.
And as they say, aren't we all going to use the same amount of toilet paper as we ever used in the past and ever will use in the future?
Well, you know, if you don't have toilet paper, you take your dump, you jump in the shower, and you rinse out. I was just in India. I was just in India not too long ago, and they're not very generous with the toilet paper over there. And I said to Russell Peters, I said, how come they're not very generous with the toilet paper? Because they don't use it, he said. They use that hose next to the toilet. It's called the bum gun.
Yes, that's in Southeast Asia.
They call it a bum gun,
and
they just squirt some hot streaming water up there and just rinse it out. I go, yeah, but then the last 15 guys used the bum gun, so there's got to be bacteria all over. Hey, Jimmy, you just got back from India. You look like you lost about 30 pounds. How'd you do it, keto? No, I got dysentery using the bum gun. I've been pissing out my ass off for the last 3 months. Boy, do I feel great. Finally getting back to normal. I mean, I should have a hose next to the bum gun so you can rinse off the bum gun before you squirt the hot streamy water into your leather Cheerio. You know what I mean? that's just so I was already conditioned for this kind of situation.
You're ready to go.
No, I was getting used to it over there. I mean, what are you worried about a clean ass for? You're not going anyplace. Who cares, you know?
Yeah, if any time. This is the time to just let it all hang
out. I know,
loose.
Right. You know, I get it. People don't want to be walking around the house with underwear that looks like a high school parking lot. I get it, all right? But, you know. Go easy on the toilet paper.
Jimmy, what do you think happens with because you and I were talking the other day about comedy after this, how many comedians stick around? Do you think it's going to be, this is like a, you think this is a controlled burn? That's what I've been saying. This is a controlled burn of comedy where you're going to be losing a lot.
It's a controlled burn of everything. It's a controlled burn. I mean, never have you felt like more of an essential human being, a non-essential human being than right now. Because that's not the important thing. People are nervous and scared. People are really scared about this thing, and they should be, rightfully so. But comedy will come back, and when it comes back, it'll come roaring fuck back. It'll come roaring back, believe me. It will come roaring back when it comes back because people have been holed up. They're going to want to get out of the house every night. They're going to want to laugh again. They're going to enjoy life again. They're never going to take anything for granted again in their lives. You know what I mean? I mean, you got the moments with your family. You should utilize that and take full advantage of it. I get it. It's tough, you know, but you should, because there'll come a time when, you know, when we'll all get back to normal, and you'll go, man, I think this has given everybody a chance to do some soul searching, to be really grateful for the things in your life that you can be grateful for, but also for the things that you've been blessed to have in your life, the little things, the human handshakes, the conversations, the handshakes, the you know, the look at somebody in the eye when you talk to them. It's all that, like, you know, it's the little things in human connection. And we kind of gotten away from that with social media. You know, everybody thinks, you know, but none of that means anything. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You got 100,000 followers and you're stuck in your house alone. What fucking good does that do you?
Yeah.
You think any of those people will come and fucking help you out if you got sick? No. It's, so you know, I have a small circle of friends and I love them to death. You know, the other night was my birthday. One guy postmated me a dinner for my birthday. Another guy came by and he dropped off a bottle of wine, some ice cream outside my front door. Another friend dropped some edibles over my balcony. I mean, with a coffee mug and just like, you know, and it was just like, they were my three of my best friends. And they just, those three little things that they did touched me so much that, you know, you go, oh, these people are like, you know, real friends. I've known them for a long time, but you know, those things are going to become precious again. That really may be the currency that comes out of this pandemic is the little things that everyone took for granted and go, man, I'll never fucking bitch about that again, you know, because I can't wait to have a beer with my brothers again. I can't wait to hug my mom and dad again, you know. I can't wait to do that stuff. And so, yeah, we've got a little fucking sidetracked with all the bullshit. I will say this, I noticed the coronavirus is affecting more men and women than almost any other of those fucking genders out there.
The pronouns are over.
It's specifically hitting men.
Well, you know what the thing is, dude? We've gotten quite fucking ridiculous, you know, because, you know, here's the thing you realize is you're fighting for the fucking species, the human fucking species. And the human species is the human species. It's not gender. It's not color. It's that we all are fucking connected. And more than anything else in the world, this realizes that what affects the guy across the lake over there affects me too. What affects the people in China and Italy and what affects people around the world also affects you. We're all connected in this giant human ecosphere, you know, made really... I mean, you look at the virus, you go, wow, this. I mean, pretty soon, you know, you have some of the smartest minds in the world all fighting together to take out this enemy.
Well, I don't think it cares about who you voted for either, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, well, you know, it's...
If there's a time to be nonpartisan right now.
You know, if you think about cancel culture, all these fucking douchebags going, he should be canceled. He should be... And fucking... And then Planet Earth, but yeah, hold my beer. Let me show you some cancel culture.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So it's a good reset, I think, right now. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be a good reset if they get a hold of it in 30 fucking days.
Yes.
This goes into the fucking summer. It's going to be apocalyptic.
Yeah, 6 months from now is a different conversation we're having when we have you back on at that point. Jimmy, we got some news to get to.
Yeah, I'll look like I look like Denzel Washington from the Book of Eli.
Yeah. It'll be a tough... Well, we all will, I think. Hey, Jimmy, we got some news to get to. Do you want to stick around and do a couple news stories with us?
Yeah, sure, man.
All right, Corona News.
Corona News.
Play the music.
Ah!
We're back. Jimmy Schubert's still here. First news story of the week comes to us from Sky News. Belarus's president says vodka and saunas will ward off COVID-19.
Vodka. Who said this? Go back to that. Say that again one more time.
The president of Belarus says that vodka and saunas will ward off COVID-19, the coronavirus. So that's all.
Well,
that's,
he's right about the saunas.
Is that true? I don't know if that's true.
It is true. Hot air kills the virus. It melts.
It melts.
Well, but right. So you have to be in the sauna all the time, though, for this.
No,
to work,
you have to be in the sauna, and you have to get the hot air into your lungs and your throat. It'll kill the virus, because the virus is supposed to live in your throat for about 3 or 4 days before it actually gets to your lungs. And so they say drink a lot of hot liquids, drink a lot of tea, drink a lot of hot coffee, drink a lot of water, because then it washes the virus down to your stomach and then it'll just pass. When it gets to your lungs, that's where you have a problem. Mm-hmm. You can just call me Dr. Jimmy Fauci. Listen.
Dr. Shooby Dooby. Well, what about this, doctor?
But the hot air does kill the virus.
What about the vodka, though? Does the vodka kill it?
The vodka is just so you can fucking hang out in a sauna.
In the sauna.
Yeah.
So, as long as you need to.
Who can go in a sauna without vodka? We're not animals.
If you're going to dehydrate yourself, why don't you dehydrate yourself from the inside out and then dehydrate yourself from the outside in, and so you can walk out looking like a freaking prune? No.
This guy's also refusing to cancel soccer matches, like, in the stadium. So it's one more place. It's the last place on earth where we can bet on games, I think.
It's the only gambling. My brother bet on a Belarus game yesterday, he told me, because it's the only gambling available right now, Belarus soccer. It's corner of the market.
Any of our listeners want to still gamble? Here's the thing I think about this guy. It's like easy to make fun of him, but this was us 2 weeks ago. The rest of the world was or 3 weeks ago, I guess, at this point. The rest of the world was like, I can't believe America hasn't canceled this and canceled that. And look at all the people on the beach, and everyone's still hanging out. And it's now now these articles are doing that to Belarus, but maybe it hasn't hit them as bad. I don't know.
Yeah, but we don't have, I have a heart condition. I can't take those saunas. You know, people with, we have a lot of people here who can't do, maybe in Belarus, they're all fit or they don't know about this, but.
We do have, I have an old comedian friend, Misha Kalin, who lives in Belarus. He's from there. So we might have to get him on to tell us the situation on the ground. Yeah. In Belarus.
Doctor.
It does feel like right now, nation by nation, we're all doing that, like, you know, someone driving faster than you on the highway is a nutcase, but anyone driving slower than you is an idiot.
Yes, I agree.
We're doing the same thing with how people are reacting to coronavirus nation by nation.
The other thing these doctors are talking about, a lot of these doctors in Italy that were fighting this thing or talking with doctors in America and South Korean doctors, and they're communicating and talking about what they know about the virus and talking about, like, you know, different ways to treat it. Obviously, you know, people will start to feel aches and pains. They would take ibuprofen, but apparently ibuprofen exacerbates the virus by 10. So it turns it into a pneumonia, and it turns into a double lung pneumonia, which is extremely dangerous. I mean, you know, nobody wants to get vented and wind up on a ventilator, for Christ's sake. But yeah, they're talking. They're talking about what they can do. They're having some really good reactions fighting this with positive C, 15 milligrams of positive, 15 milligrams of 1500 milligrams of vitamin C in the morning, 500 milligrams in the morning, 500 in the afternoon, 500 at night. Also work, you know, anybody who's not taking it seriously, just stay the fucking home, man. If you're sick, call some friends, have them deliver some shit, because it does. I mean, look, if we all stay together, like, you know, it'll go away in 3 weeks. We all get back to our lives, you know?
Yeah.
So, and believe me, there, you know, there's a pregnant woman. I saw a video of her. She's pregnant and she has pneumonia in both lungs, fighting for the life of her child. So, I mean, don't, you know, it's not like.
It can hit anybody.
It can hit anybody. Mm. And so it's, you know, and, spring breakers, I get these kids feel indestructible. Then you get home, you don't know you're sick. You give it to your mom and dad. Your mom and dad give it to your grandparents. And then you've killed your family.
That's no good. Next story. Wait, speaking of that, Jimmy, the next story. So did you hear about these kids who were licking toilet bowls a couple weeks ago? This coronavirus challenge.
TikTok influencers.
TikTok influencers. So the one guy, one of the morons who licked the toilet bowl is now in the hospital with coronavirus.
Yeah.
And this is, I don't know, for me, I'm just happy. These are like Generation Z, they're calling them. These are like the 18, 20. I think if you're 25 and under, you're no longer a millennial. You're a Zoomer. You're a Generation Zoomer.
Well, you know, now he's an ICU influencer, and he's on a respirator with a 40% lung function.
I'm just glad that there's like, and now because I found out recently, I always was making fun of these millennials, and then I found out I was one. At 38, apparently I'm the oldest millennial you can get. So I'm glad there's a generation younger than me doing dumber stuff.
Yeah,
so I can
huge for you.
I can pass on that whole like millennials are ruining the world
thing. You don't lick toilet bowls, right? You never have?
I've never licked a toilet bowl, no.
Yeah, well, you know what I think, too? I think that, there's something about this virus that they're not telling us because it would really scare everybody. I think they're trying to fight it and trying to keep everybody calm and saying, hey, social distancing. But I think if they tell you, you know, by the time, you know, I mean, it literally turns your lungs into you know, rubbish. You're fibrous. Your lungs are fibrous. And it just destroys your lungs.
Well, I think the same thing because there's a reason. I mean, they canceled the NBA really early. Like there was maybe 200 reported cases in the U.S. or 500, and they canceled the NBA, which made me think that they must know something that the rest of us don't know. Last news story. Oh, this is a good news one. Pornhub makes premium content free and donates 50,000 masks to fight coronavirus in the United States. Did you hear that one, Jimmy?
No, say it again.
Pornhub.
Pornhub's free?
Yeah, it's free in the United States now. And they've donated 50,000 masks.
Pornhub's always free,
bro.
Pornhub's always free. And that was. That's one thing I'm not doing.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I'm not laying in my room watching porn, beating off like Migs from Silence of the Lambs. Right? what's the point of that? I think that stuff is all. Yeah, I'm sure some people are probably doing that. That's fine. He's laying there doing knuckle shuffle on your pee pump, just blasting a load of toddler juice into a tissue of love. I get it, okay? But, you know, you should really take this time to kind of educate yourself.
I mean, and everybody who's in a relationship basically can't do that for, I don't know, months, it seems.
Well,
weeks,
you know.
We're never left alone. So.
Well, you guys, at least you guys are with people. I mean, I'm in solitary over here. I'm doing this in the hole.
I'm in the hole, bro. It's a whole
yeah, but you're yeah. in a hole like
the whole place chicks on you.
Yeah, you're in the hole like those the mobsters in was it not Goodfellas? What was the movie?
Yeah, Goodfellas.
Was it Goodfellas?
Making the Italian food. And
it's a cushy
the gravy.
I just saw the most disturbing documentary I think I've ever seen. It's called the Poughkeepsie Tapes. It is so disturbing.
What is it?
If you watch it, it will disturb the fuck out of you. It's boxes and boxes of tapes of a very prolific serial killer who raped and tortured and brutalized and murdered people. And they just have these tapes. And then he winds up framing an ex-cop for it who winds up going to the death chair and gets electrocuted. And then they find out that he was framed, that he wasn't. So this film is disturbing on so many fucking levels. I can't believe I got an erection during it. Listen, no, I'm kidding. I'm joking. It's really fucking disturbing. And if people are looking for a good scare thing, if you're not scared enough by this pandemic, watch the Poughkeepsie Tapes. It'll because they never caught the dude. Fucking disturbing.
If the pandemic ain't doing it for you, watch the
pandemic. If the pandemic ain't fuck out of you, if you just feel a little bit too comfortable, watch the Poughkeepsie Tapes. It will fucking, I'm telling you, it is the most disturbing thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God. I don't know. I think I'm going to skip that until I'm out of this whole quarantine.
No,
situation.
Man. Watch it, bro.
Watch it. All right, Poughkeepsie Tapes.
He's got good movie taste.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch a Korean. I'm gonna watch the Korean Netflix show first.
It's the new Poughkeepsie Tape challenge. Try to watch it and not get a boner.
I'll put it on TikTok, Jimmy.
Every celebrity is gonna be doing this.
I'm joking, obviously, but it is really. Did you watch that? You realize that just how disturbing. Like some people, like there's a book out called The Sociopath Lived Next Door, and I've been reading it, and it really just talks about how most of the people, a lot of people that you know and interact with, your neighbors, coworkers, people that live next door, a lot of these people are dealing with undiagnosed mental illness, borderline personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder. Some people are just fucking plain sociopaths, and you don't know it until you interact with them. And it's another, I literally... I had to stop reading the book for a minute, put it down, and then to kind of regroup and come back at it because it's disturbing.
Jesus. All right. Well, that's good. A couple of quarantine tips to pass the time from Jimmy Schubert.
Yeah. Some uplifting stuff there from Jimmy. That's what you've been doing in sunny LA.
Just trying to help out, man.
Just trying to help out. Curtains drawn. I'm looking in there. It's sunny outside. Oh. Jimmy's got the curtains
closed.
Are
people out? So people aren't outside in LA? No, they are,
but just not in big numbers. I mean, LA is not like New York. It's kind of a little wide open.
It's not really
a city. It's more of a kind of a suburb on steroids, you know?
Hey, guys,
it's
I don't mean to cut this short here, but the battery's dying on this recorder. So okay. I think we got to go. We're an hour and 2 minutes in. Jimmy, thank you so much for doing it.
Hey, my pleasure. The real social distancing. And we'll get together again. We'll do it in person as soon as this mess is all behind us. You guys stay safe back there in New York, man. And I'm going to go say a rosary and pray for the first responders because this is really requires it, you know.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks for having me on, man.
For sure, man.
Of course. Anytime, my friend. All right. We'll see you later. Kaplan, what should we do?
I guess before we lose recording, we should get lost.
Get lost.